Hey, ladies and gents and Martians and monkeys and other things that are listening. I woke up on the weird side of the bed, apparently. So, this is obviously Sassmaster 77. You clicked a button that led you to my audio, so I'm sure you knew that. So we are here today to tackle my AMA. I was pleasantly surprised and kind of like, yes, yes, yes. Also, whoa, a couple weeks ago when I got my AMA questions from all of you amazing people, and, there were a lot, like a lot. So I'm really, really psyched, but this is definitely going to be at least two different audios because I'm really not good at answering questions quickly. Like, even this introduction could have just been 1 second, and I'm going to ramble for at least 2 minutes. So, having counted the number of questions and said, okay, if I talk for 2 minutes per question, it's going to be X amount of time, I can tell you this is at least going to be two audios. So, this is part one, and might as well just go ahead and kick it off. So I'm just going to answer the questions in order of when they were asked. And our very first questionnaire, that's not a thing. Like I was thinking about musketeer and someone asking questions and I combined them both, but that's not a thing. Because it sounds like questionnaire, but I'm saying questionnaire. Oh God, that sounded awful. I shouldn't make up words anymore, but I'm still going to do it anyways. Okay. Ernie 555555. Wait, I didn't count. Ernie 55555. Ernie quadruple is 4. Sinctuple? No, that's not right. How do you say 5 fives? Anyways, I like your name because I like the number 5 as well. I mean, obviously not as much as 7, but it's my second favorite number. Ernie, you asked a bunch of questions. Here we go. So, your first question, how do you like your waffles in the morning? Well, Ernie, my answer to that question is, I don't. Believe it or not, I prefer waffles at other times of the day. Because here's the thing, waffles are actually a great snack. So, I like these, there's these blueberry Eggos plus fiber. So they're like regular Eggos, but they're, I guess, technically whole wheat, but they don't taste whole wheat and they're blueberry. And those are delicious for a snack, like in the middle of the day. I'll have like two of those with a glass of milk or something like that, and I'm a happy camper. Or sometimes there's this one restaurant that I go to where I'll get waffles for dinner. Yeah, it's like waffles with fruit and frozen yogurt. Really, that's dessert, let's be honest. But actually, this is kind of sweet. It's because of my grandmother that I still do it. My grandmother passed a few years ago. But yeah, we used to go to this restaurant, and that's what she always ordered. It didn't matter that there were, like, honestly, this restaurant offers everything you can possibly think of. There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items of different food options on this menu. She always got waffles with frozen yogurt and strawberries. That was just her thing. And I guess I just got into the habit because we would go there a lot as a kid. So, yeah. So, how do I like my waffles in the morning? I like them as another food, I guess. Cooked is my answer to that. Okay. Who's your favorite comedian and what's your favorite routine that they do? Oh, damn. I should have thought about this question. I should have thought about all these questions before answering them. I'm not going to lie. I haven't looked at my AMA questions since like I first put out the post. Okay. The comedians that are going to come to my mind are the ones that I've actually paid to see live. Meaning like they were touring and I liked them so much that I was like, oh my God, they're coming here. I have to get a ticket and I have to go see them because they're awesome. And there unfortunately haven't been that many who I've had an opportunity to see. One of my like big must-do must do on my bucket list items is to go to the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. It's like this huge, huge comedy festival they do every, I believe it's July, where for, I think it's 2 weeks, there's just, it's just like nonstop night after night of comedians, like both major comedians, ones that are like really well-known headliners, and then also like up and comers and stuff like that. I just want to go to that for, I mean, 2 weeks would be awesome, but even just a week would be unreal. Just like, I would pee my pants every night because I'd be laughing so hard, honestly. Okay, to answer your question. So I'm going to say my favorite comedian is, his name is Danny Boy. Boy is spelled B-H-O-Y. And he is from Scotland. He's hilarious. I'm thinking I'm actually, what I'm going to do is make like a YouTube playlist of just a few of my favorite comedians and attach it to my AMA. I'll have to do it in the Soundgasm profile link because I don't think we're allowed to link to things within the backstage text. I'm pretty sure that's a no-no. I don't think we're allowed to link YouTube stuff, but I'll include it in the Soundgasm link. And then you can just watch like, you can see who my favorite comedians are. But I mean, like, there's obviously some greats out there who I'm not including in this. I think I'd rather just get the name out there of someone who might be considered lesser known, but who's still amazing, and who is just, yeah, hilarious. So Danny Boy I've seen live, and it was just awesome. He's just, like, he's immensely likable, too. Just the type of, I don't know, maybe it's his persona, but that comes across on stage, but I don't think so. I think it's him. Yeah, I would totally marry him. and then John Panette was another one who I fucking loved, and sadly John Panette passed away. I think it was just last year. It was either last year or the year before. I had gone to see John Panette. It was definitely in the springtime. And then I remember just a few weeks later hearing that he died of, I'm pretty sure it was a heart attack or something like that. It was so friggin' sad. But at the same time, I felt so grateful to have had the opportunity to actually see him live. Because he was also hilarious. So those are definitely the two that came to mind right away. Oh, what's my favorite routine that they do? You know, it isn't even necessarily the routine itself. Like, usually when, if I already know a comedian's routine, sure, I'm still gonna laugh at it, but it's the newer stuff that really gets to me. So yeah, I'm gonna say there isn't one particular routine. Like, yeah, there's certain things, there's favorite routines that I would recommend that somebody watch if they haven't heard of them before, and those, you know, those would probably be the ones that I include in the YouTube link. Yes, and I would love to hear your answers to this as well in the comments. Okay, question 3 from Ernie. How big are your boobs? Do you like your... Oh, this is more than one question. Okay, so how big are your boobs? okay, my boobs... You know what? Giving like a whole like... cup and band size, it's different in every country, so I'll just give like the cup size because that'll help, I think, no matter what country you're in, you'll know. So I'm a D cup. Yeah, I'm a D cup. They are the perfect size in my opinion. Do I like my boobs? I do. I fucking love my boobs. And would I want my boobs to be the same, bigger, or smaller than now? I'm going to say the same. Yeah. I think a part of me is kind of looking forward to, like, when I get pregnant, they're going to get even bigger. That's probably going to be fun. But right as I am right now, they're pretty much perfect. like for me, like they, what I mean is they're proportional to the rest of me. So they don't hurt or anything like that. I don't get back pains or anything like that. My body can support my boobs. I don't know what accent that was or where that came from. And you're asking this because you think the way I say boobs is rather cute and you're being trickstery. There's nothing different about the way I say boobs. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Boobity boob boobs. Yeah. Okay. Which Disney princess do I relate most strongly to? You're just rolling out the tough questions, aren't you? Okay, it's not Cinderella. And sorry, I'm going to have to go through all of them in my head, so hang tight. Okay, it's not Cinderella. It's not Mulan. It's not Little Mermaid. So who do we have? We have Belle. I'm missing like a whole schwack of princesses, aren't I? Who else is there besides Belle? Belle is a princess. She's not a princess. She's not even a princess, but I know what you're talking about. I'm biting my finger. Why am I biting my finger? There's Sleeping Beauty, not Sleeping Beauty, not Rapunzel, not Merida, I think that's how you say her name. Snow White, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I guess my answer is Snow White. I mean, I don't have like a gaggle of dwarves. I don't live with that many guys who are like, I don't even have any, like, honestly, like platonic guy friends. I mean, now I do, because when you're usually, once you're over 30, almost all of your friends are part of a couple, and you just naturally become friends with their significant other. So those are your platonic friends. But anyways, not relevant to Snow White. I guess I'll just say Snow White because of her, like, disposition. And I also have pale skin and dark hair. Yeah, that's a tough question. Honestly, probably none of them, but yeah. I'm gonna stick with Snow White. Okay, so that was number four. Number five. What do you wish there was more of on GWA? You know, I don't think there's any one particular tag that I'm really, like, not seeing that I would like to see. But I guess in general, I definitely miss Homer Sock a lot. And for those who are listening and who are new, Homer Sock was, I mean, he's an amazing scriptwriter who left like a month or two ago. And he wrote a lot of the more like a pop culture type of scripts, meaning scripts that were based on certain characters from movies or comic books or, you know, just pop culture in general. And we have a few writers who will still write that kind of stuff, but they're few and far between. And so we haven't seen a lot of that since he's been gone. And I really miss seeing those script offers. I miss seeing other people taking on those types of roles, because it's really fun to take, you know, an established character in like a world or a universe that we're all familiar with, and then give them some sexy time, because that's the kind of thing we don't normally see. We don't get to see our pop culture favorites doing lewd and filthy things, and it's very enjoyable for me. So I guess I do miss that, and I wish we could see more of that, and really I wish Homer Sock would just come back. I know that we all miss him a lot, so if for some reason you listen to this, homie, please come back. We all miss you, and you're missed so much. And same question for backstage. What do I wish there was more of backstage? I'm pretty happy with backstage. I think we have a really good mix of things. I love listening to questionnaires. Like, that's the perfect thing to listen to whenever I'm driving somewhere. Usually they're at least, you know, like 20 minutes to an hour long, which is awesome. So I love listening to questionnaires. I love listening to people sing things. I don't feel that people, like, have to sing, you know, in a way that is going to be featured on, you know, some multi-platinum album. Just sing along to something. Honestly, that's what I do. The joy of hearing someone else sing is always fun. And if you're enjoying yourself singing, then I'm going to enjoy listening to you. So, that I definitely love. And then we're seeing a lot of kind of like podcasts right now, which I wish I had more time to listen to all of them, but that is awesome too. I'm loving like how everyone is interviewing other, you know, GWA performers, and we're getting to learn more about who is behind those people. So, and then discussions too. There's always amazing discussions, and even if I don't partake or like comment on them, it doesn't mean that I'm not reading them. I definitely am. So, reading and upvoting, and saving a lot of time, because I'm like, oh, that's a good comment. So that's something to keep in mind for the future, and then I hit save. Yeah, there's nothing lacking from my backstage experience. I really am loving it. I find that I think we get into little cycles where there might be a week where we're all kind of posting things that are similar. But I don't know, that's kind of to be expected, and it's all good. So, E for backstage. So that was question 1, 2, 3. You know what? I can't number the question. I should have numbered the questions ahead of time. It's just gonna, I guess I thought it would be easier to respond, like to comment on stuff if I had numbers for the questions, but I didn't write it out. So oopsie do. Oh well. Okay. So Ernie's next question was, what is the most romantic thing you could think of someone doing for you? My mind goes blank at this, because honestly, I haven't really had anyone do romantic things for me. I think I am personally a romantic, but I never want someone to feel like there's pressure attached to a certain, like, date on the calendar. So some girls are very like, you know, it's Valentine's Day, I expect roses and chocolates and you to plan a whole evening for me. Like, I'm not like that. I think that's just unfair to expect something like that of someone else. And so I guess because I never have expected it of anyone else and have never vocalized wanting it or anything like that, I haven't experienced it. I think pretty much if you say to someone, I don't care about Valentine's Day, don't worry, we don't need to do anything, then they're probably not going to do anything. Well, at least that's my experience. So, God, I just don't have an answer for this. I read lots of cheesy romance novels, but I can't think of anything specific. Just like, I don't know. I think anytime you plan something for someone else or go out of your way to plan something for someone else and make sure that they enjoy themselves, or you're just thinking of them, like, that's romantic. So, yeah. Okay, next question is, what's your favorite film? Well, come on. I can't choose just one. Oh my God, that's like impossible. I think over the years I have kind of just found one film that I just kind of cling to as saying it's my favorite film, but then sometimes I'll sit down and I'll look back and like I'll be like, oh, but I also love this movie and this movie and this movie. So my go-to answer for that is Amélie, which is a French movie with English subtitles that's like, I think honestly, it's probably one of the only subtitled movies that I've seen, but it's amazing. I love the lead actress, which is Audrey Tautou. I don't know how to say her last name. Tautou? I don't know. Anyways, she's adorable and she's quirky and delightful and yeah, just the movie itself, if you've never seen it, is so worth seeing. And I can watch it multiple times, which I think is very important. If it's going to be your favorite movie, you have to be able to pretty much plunk down and watch it at any time. The other set of movies that I love is the Before Sunrise and Sunset movies. Those are friggin' amazing. So that's a movie trilogy that was created by, I want to say, Richard Linklater. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Doesn't matter. He's the director. But he basically, he did this movie with Ethan Hawke and Julie, I think it's Delpy. And they meet one random night, and the movie just covers like that their one night together. And then 9 years later, they meet again. And that second movie was actually created exactly nine years after the first. So it's amazing seeing like the small differences in the actual actors, and then also in the characters. Obviously, their lives have changed a lot in 9 years. And then exactly nine years after that, they did the same thing. So again, they showed the characters 9 years later, and then but it was the actual actors 9 years later as well. Just like the banter and the dialogue in those movies and the relationships that form and are developed, fucking amazing. Like, yeah, more people need to see those movies. I don't know why so many people I know have never even heard of them. It makes me pretty upset, but it's okay because I tell them about it. So there are definitely like a bajillion more movies that I could list, but in order to keep this somewhat reasonably, oh my God, I just checked and I'm already at 23 minutes. Fuck. Okay. Yeah. There's no time for other movies. Okay. And the last question from Ernie is, you do some of the very best impreg audios for at least my money. Oh, thank you. Is this a kink that you enjoy personally? And do you have any associated interests? You're asking if I like to get impregnated, or are you asking? Yeah, nope, that's what you're asking. You didn't ask if I have a cream pie fetish. I think that is technically an associated interest. Listen, I'm 32 years old and I've got this little biological clock inside me that's like tick, 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 right? And so is this a kink that I enjoy personally? Yeah, at this point, it's not just a kink I enjoy personally. It's something that I actually want. Like I want to have kids. So I think for most guys who like the impreg idea, it's not the baby part that they enjoy. It's the part of spreading their seed. And that part I like as well. But if you're going to impregnate me and then not care about what comes after that, that part doesn't turn me on so much anymore.
However, I have listened to audios where the guys, where it's just about the impreg part, and you don't even mention what comes after the impregnation, and I still find that hot. So yes, regardless of biological clock, it's a kink that I have found from GWA that I now enjoy. Yeah. And associated interests. God, I wish you, I should have asked you to list what some of the associated interests could be. I'm going to say cream pie is an associated interest, which yes. I didn't even know that word or that term before finding GWA, but it's something that I have always enjoyed anyways. Not always. I mean, have safe sex, kids, with people you don't know, have safe sex, but in a long-term relationship where you are on birth control or some other form of, not even birth control because we're talking about impreg, honestly. Anyways, I'm rambling. Cream pie, good. I sound like a cavewoman. Cream pie, good. What are other associated acts? Or interests. Shh. Frank, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really done many impreg audios, so that's something I do plan on exploring more. I definitely have a lot of cream pie finishes, though, in my audios. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ernie. Those questions were awesome. Okay, I'm going to move on to Suplex Lemon, our Lemony Fresh mod from GWA. Hello. So he asks, what is, in your opinion, your naughtiest kink? And have you ever gotten to play out some of your fantasies? Okay. My naughtiest kink, like, the things that I'm into, I don't even necessarily consider them to be kinks, but I'm told that they are, so I'm going to say the naughtiest is probably the exhibitionism. It's not naughty kind of like on paper. Like when we look at some of the other kinks that are out there, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But in terms of real risk, it's pretty fucking naughty. There is quite often like risk of getting caught and risk of going to jail. And, I mean, no, I've never gotten caught and there's never been a risk of going to jail, but the risk is always there, right? If you're going to do sexual stuff in public, there is definitely always a risk. And, so I guess that's my naughtiest kink. It's just like, if I'm out in public and you get frisky, I'm probably going to initiate doing something naughty in a place that we shouldn't be doing something naughty. So I have more stories about that kind of stuff than I could possibly count. I once, with a boyfriend, he came to see me at work. And my office door was open and my coworkers and boss were not even 2 feet away, honestly. The only way and reason that I knew where they were was because the door to my office was glass and I had it open and I could see I was facing the door. So I could see from the reflection on the glass where they were. Like, that's how fucking close they were. And I was wearing a skirt. I stood and let him finger me to orgasm with them not even a foot away. Maybe 2 feet away. It was just like one of those completely silent O's that just had like mini gasps here and there. And very, very dangerous. I would have been fired for sure. But I also positioned it so that his body was blocking mine. So if they were to walk in, they would see his back before they saw me. Because he was bigger than me, so that was helpful, but still really stupid and dangerous. But I was so horny, and I couldn't close the door, because then they would have been suspicious, and because it was a glass door, so it would have done me no good. Yeah, so that's my naughtiest kick, I think. have I ever gotten to play out some of my fantasies? Well, yeah, when it comes to exhibitionism, sure have. And also just like in general, I've been pretty lucky where, I've had one or two boyfriends in the past who have also enjoyed role-playing stuff. I do, when I'm with someone who likes like, costumes or dressing up in certain like certain roles, I enjoy that. So like I have played French maid and I have played naughty nurse. I'm a very, very naughty nurse, very naughty. And I've played like those are the typical ones, but yeah. So I've role played that kind of thing with costume, and it's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. there's some other fantasies that I guess I didn't necessarily like know about before finding GWA that I've maybe have done audios about, and I don't even know if I would necessarily like role play them or act them out with a partner. Some fantasies you just want to remain fantasies, but, I'm also like, I'm open to everything and anything. So if my partner said to me that this was something that they wanted to try or do, like I will try it. I mean, if I burst out into a fit of giggles because I can't take it seriously, well, your hard on is probably going to go away and we probably will cross that one off the to-do list, but that it hasn't happened yet. I can usually contain myself. So, yeah. Good question. Okay. Northern Thunderstorm asks, or he says, you can instantly master one instrument. What instrument do you pick? Okay. The practical part of me wants to say just something like guitar or keyboard. Not keyboard. Why did I just say sorry, I meant piano. You know why I said keyboard? When I was younger, I really wanted a piano desperately. So one year for my birthday, my parents actually bought me a keyboard. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a Yamaha keyboard, the kind that has like all the different sound effects and everything. Fuck, I had so much fun with that thing. Yeah, you just run through like all the different sound effects. There's like barking, and then there's like wah 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 wah, and then there's like cymbals. And then there's a triangle, and then there's like chirping, and then there's, yeah, love those. Anyways, they actually, and so they did get me lessons, because learning to play a keyboard is similar to learning to play a piano. You can learn one and the same. But my teacher she was Israeli, and she had a different methodology than I think most teachers. And she also didn't speak very good English. So my lessons were kind of, my lessons were an epic failure. I remember she had me use stickers, like fuzzy stickers and shiny stickers, to notate on the keyboard where certain keys were. So like the fuzzy green frogs are the C chord, and the shiny moons are, you know, E minor or something like that. I don't know. I'm just making shit up, but yeah, it was kind of a failure. So that's, I think, why I said keyboard. My head went there first, just thinking about my childhood keyboard. So yeah, my answer, like, I think I instinctively just want to say something that makes sense like that, or ukulele, because ukulele is beautiful too. But if you want to know where my like crazy mind went when you asked that question, it went to harp. I'm so tempted to say harpsichord because they're so beautiful. It's the most impractical fucking instrument. It's huge. Like carrying that thing around is just absurd and it just makes no sense, but it's so pretty. So I'm tempted to say harp. We'll put it that way. Yeah. There's also some really crazy instruments out there now that are like hybrid instruments that they've combined. So it's tempting to pick one of those. But oh, and I've always wanted to learn how to play drums also. When I was in high school, in grade 9, when you're in grade 9 music, or at least this is how it was in my high school, you got to choose your instrument that you're going to play for the next, you know, 4 years. And I wanted to play drums, but I was just like, I knew I wasn't badass enough. And also the problem was that we, like the band was only allowed to have one drummer. So you basically submitted like your top choices for instruments. And as long as there were no, you know, no conflicts, you got your top choice. But when it came to drums, there were like 4 guys who wanted to play drums. So I didn't even bother putting it down there. Because I mean, there's no point in learning how to play drums if you're never going to get to play them because you're not going to be chosen. So that was, yeah, what I just said made absolutely no sense. My point was I knew that one of the guys was going to get chosen. It just made sense. So instead I chose fucking clarinet. I wonder now if I chose it because I like to suck on things and you had to suck on the reed to play it. No, because then I could have chosen a brass instrument. It had nothing to do with wanting to suck on wood, right? Right? It had nothing to do with that. God. I always felt really sexual sucking on those reeds. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even do anything in high school. Like, I was so innocent. I had the thoughts, though. Believe me, I had the thoughts. Okay. So thank you for your question, Northern Thunderstorm. Next up we have Captain Gav, and Captain Gav wants to know, what is my favorite color? All right, Captain Gav. My favorite color is, it's a toss up between purple and blue. Because I really like all shades of purple and I really like all shades of blue. So definitely somewhere between the two of them. In terms of favorite color to wear, I think I feel my best or my sexiest when I wear red. I've been told many times that it's a good color for me because I have pale skin and dark hair, and so I do enjoy wearing red. I definitely don't have enough red clothing. I should get more red clothing. And yeah, in terms of like decorating, I mean, we don't use colors in quite the same way when you're decorating a home or something like that. So actually I'm not going to answer that question because you didn't ask that question. So purple or blue. When I was younger, when I was in kindergarten, they have you say what your favorite color is, right? And I remember the teacher doing like a tally on the blackboard. And as it went around the room, we were seeing like a whole lot of blue, pink, blue, pink, blue, pink. I mean, come on, right? And I noticed that orange had no love. Like not a single person had chosen orange. So when they got to me, I chose orange. And that kind of like, it stuck for a long time where I used to say that orange was my favorite color, but I'm going to be honest, orange was never my favorite color. I just felt bad because it wasn't getting any attention. Poor orange. So, yeah. Okay. So next question is from Wild Sleep, or next few questions. Wild Sleep asks, what is the most public place you would ever have sex in? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I just changed positions, so if I sound different, that's why. I'm now lying in my tummy, on the bed. What is the most public place I'd ever have sex in? I'm going to say that there's probably no limits to that question. Like, think of the most public place you could think of. I would probably find a way to have sex in it. Yeah. It might be, like, more obvious than it should be, but I would probably find a way to have sex there. Like, when I was making my audio for my Secret Santa, which is the kinkiest virgin, I had to try to figure out what is the most public place you could have sex. And so the two answers that I came up with were, one was, like, a baseball game. I chose baseball because he, when I went through his comment history, I found out that he was a Chicago Cubs fan. But basically, like, any sporting event or a concert or something like that, something in a stadium, like, you can't get more public than that. Or a sex club was the other thing that I chose. I would have sex in both of those places. For a sex club, there are actually these, and this was going to be part of the audio that I did for the Kinkiest Virgin, but for some reason I never got to this part. Like, I improv that. So what I think I was planning on talking about, I didn't even end up going there. But I've never been to a sex club, but I have read that they have these rooms where basically it's like the one-way mirrors. So people can look in and watch you, but you can't see them. Because when you're looking at, like, you're in the room and you're looking at the walls, all you see is a mirror. So you don't realize that. I mean, sorry, you realize, you know that they're out there, but, like, you don't see them watching you. But that definitely turns me on, like, kind of knowing that they're there, but not seeing that they're there. I would probably do some kind of sex stuff in that situation. And if I found the right partner, someone who wanted to, like, if I found someone who was interested, and yeah, I just think that there are other ways, like, when you're in somewhere public, like a concert or a sports event, I think there's definitely ways that you can have sex that can be discreet. A concert is kind of easy. Like, honestly, if you're standing in a crowd with someone and they're behind you and you're wearing the right thing and, like, and you're super discreet, like, you could probably take them from behind. I've never actually tried any of this, but I think it's possible. And I may have fantasized about it before. yeah. So I think I've answered your question. So basically there's no limits to where I would have sex. God, it's terrible. Do I really have adorable crocheted socks? I do. I don't have those particular sock booties. I wish I did. I definitely own a pair or two of cute crocheted socks like that. I did not crochet them myself, though. I can't knit or sew or anything like that. But I do have socks like that. And they're especially cute when you wear them with leggings. Adorable. And what is your answer to this question? My answer to this question is ooga booga. Because you're silly. You're silly wild sheep. Okay. Moving on to Testasula. Testasula says, what's with the Canadian accent? You know, Testasula, what's with your accent, okay? You want to talk about my Canadian accent that I don't even have? What is with your smorgasbord kaleidoscope of an accent, okay? Like, oh, you got a little bit of, you got some, I mean, like, you're a white boy in England and you don't even sound British. Like, what's with that? Instead, you sound like you've lived in, like,
Asia and Australia. Oh, yeah, you haven't busted out your Australian accent yet, but everyone, he can sound Australian, too. From Asia and Belgium and okay, now I'm just listing places that I know you've lived, which is not fair. So what's with the Canadian accent? I don't know, eh? And then he asks, when can we play some Simon Says? Okay, so I guess I should explain that. I recently did a post, which was a Casty 3-for-1, and part of that was a bimbo script that Casty wrote, where as the bimbo, I play Simon Says with you, with the listener. I was originally planning on doing that as a standalone post, and after I recorded it, I felt really bad because, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there isn't any relief that's given. It's not the kind of audio that you are instructed to come to. So it's kind of just like, you know, 15, 20 minutes of teasing, which I felt really bad that there was no relief in the end. So I kind of racked my brain about how I could post that and still offer some kind of relief. And so I had this idea of maybe offering to play Simon Says with the listeners. So I was thinking about making this post and then in the body of the post saying, like, for the next 48 hours, I will take your Simon Says requests. Like, basically, you could comment, Simon Says, do blank, blank, blank. And I would do what Simon said. And so I figured I would probably get a lot of instructions of certain audios to make or certain things to do and record myself doing. And potentially Simon Says, send me a picture of your boobs. No. The reason I actually didn't go ahead and do that was I was afraid of, like, what would happen with the mods. I don't want the mods, like, coming down hard on anyone. And I know if someone did comment with something like that, like Simon Says, like, show me your boobs, that the person would get a strike against them, and I don't want that. So that's why I decided not to play Simon Says. But Testa Sula knows about it because he's one of my beta listeners, which means he listens to some of the audios that I do, that I record before I post them, to make sure that they are suitable for the mass listening audience. And so he knew ahead of time that I was planning on doing that, and then I didn't. So that's why I told him he was bad. and then spank, spank, spank. All right. Okay, I'm thinking I'm actually going to draw to an end here for this first half, because Mr. Tinkle's questions are up next, and there's a lot of them, and we're already at 48 minutes. So if I thought I could answer Mr. Tinkle's questions in the next 10 minutes, then that would keep it under an hour, but I think his questions are probably going to take more than 10 minutes. So thank you for listening to the first part of my AMA, and I hope that you stick around for part two, or at least come back for part two at a later date. Yay! This was fun. I mean, this is fun. Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to have some lunch and then I'll do part two. Good plan. All right. Bye for now.